Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your podcast of Unigi Radio from the University of Genoa, the harbor of your voice. Here is Marta again, and I'm happy to welcome you to the third episode of the Rocket to ESA 2023 podcast. If you're here again today, I guess you got further curious about my experience, and so I'll do my best to not disappoint you with my storytelling. Let's begin then. Today, I'm going to reveal which role I actually took up in the ESA 2023 event and how I got involved in the Unigi Radio project, which has given me the precious opportunity of developing my own podcast that you're listening to now. You see, everything is connected and bound together in life. You just have to ride properly the wave you find yourself upon. This may seem an apparently irrelevant comment, but it is not. In my modest opinion, encouragement and positivity is always well needed and sometimes even necessary. Back to us, you might remember from last week's episode that during Turin's summit, I personally came up with the idea of being a reporter and an observer at the ESA event on behalf of my own university and for Ulisseus. So on that same date, I enthusiastically spoke to one of the coordinators of the Ulisseus project of Unigi, who was there in Turin too. Seeing how committed and hyped I was, as you might have already guessed, my proposal got profoundly approved. She appreciated my proposal and told me to contact her on the next day so that she could provide me with all the further contacts and information needed to develop my project. So I did, and that is how I got in contact with Professor Paolo Piccardo, director delegate for the web radio, for the promotion of cinema in the university community, and last but not least, main coordinator of the dissemination of the Ulisseus project. The most impressive fact about him is that he is actually a full-time professor in chemistry, and nevertheless, he finds the time and is very deeply committed to the divulgation of Unigi's internal and international activities. It might sound irrelevant again, but it is not, because what Professor Riccardo is bringing about is a suitable example that every idea and project can become reality if there is willingness, commitment, and real interest behind it. This doesn't mean that the path will be an easy one, but it means that even if it looks tough and steep, if you really want to come across it, you just need to roll up your sleeves and push through. Well, stepping out of this philosophical mood again, I was telling you about how I got in contact with Professor Piccardo, who officially involved me in his Unigi radio project, in particular assigning me the task of creating a personal podcast about my experience in Ulisseus and the ESA event, including the difficulties I found on the way to this event. It goes without saying that I was extremely honored about this opportunity. And even though it was not exactly what I firstly had in mind, I tried to be flexible and open to new experiences. In the end, the more you challenge yourself, the more skillful you become, and the more transversely you can apply your knowledge, as Professor Paolo Piccardo personally shows. So, after some initial hesitations, because I had never had any experience in interviewing and podcasting, I decided to embrace this new opportunity and adventure. After some meetings with Professor Piccardo, who showed me the recording studio of the web radio and all the devices and instruments, I got very fond of this completely new project that, in order to be effective and successful, definitely needed more participants and visibility. And that's exactly where I step in as a new member of Unigi divulgation team and as a profoundly engaged student in the international commitment of my own university. As a tireless dreamer, the will of making somehow a difference for the better, starting from my community and my city, has always led me along my roller coaster way, and this project fitted 100% in my life vision. So here I am now, hoping that my words will somehow push you to act for the change you want to see, because change doesn't just happen, you have to create it. I'm here now talking out loud because I believe that our city, our university, has a huge potential and offers great opportunities, which are nevertheless scarcely made known and therefore rarely deployed. That is an unacceptable waste of human capital. It's just too big a shame to not do anything about it and look the other way. So, as I am getting too emotional again, I'll just cut short and leave you, hopefully, with bright visions and curiosity, not only about my further steps, but especially about what Unigia actually offers. So, if you want to know more, stay updated for the next podcast's episode. This is Rocket to ESA 2023 on UR Podcast, the podcast platform of Unigia Radio, the voice of the University of Genoa. To comment or contact us, write to radio@unige.it, writing in the subject Rocket to ESA 2023. For more info, visit our website radio.unige.it.